Right now, we have 63 at the weather station, WTIC.
One of the nicest things you can do for somebody, and it comes up really, I think, more frequently than you might think, is the need for a bone marrow transplant. The fact of the matter is, it's sometimes difficult to find a donor. Well, so there are a couple of medical students, three as a matter of fact, first-year medical students at the UConn School of Medicine, and among them, Sahar Barftian, who's joining us for a few minutes this morning. And you're doing something special today over at the UConn Health Center. I guess we're in the food court?
Yeah, exactly. So 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. today in the food court at John Dempsey Hospital, we're holding a registration drive for the National Bone Marrow Registry.
All right, let's talk about that a bit, because bone marrow transplants, I guess essentially, give us an idea of what, for example, that match might be useful to treat.
One of the biggest things we use to treat these days is leukemia, which are cancers of the blood. So these people get chemotherapy and radiation, and then they get a transplant of healthy stem cells that normally circulate in the blood from somebody who has them into their blood.
And so basically it can be a lifesaver, but sometimes it's difficult to find a match or it takes quite a while to do it. You know, I suppose you could go to a relative, but even in that case it may not be a good match, right?
Right, exactly. There are some very specific proteins in the cells of your body that need to match, and those aren't always found on your relatives.
And if you cannot find the match, then nothing can be done, because you can't just, you know, grab somebody's marrow and inject it willy-nilly, correct?
Exactly. And like you said, this is often a life-saving procedure that sometimes is a last-ditch effort.
All right. I imagine probably the biggest thing, and I think this is probably the problem some people have with giving blood, even to this day, is the whole idea is, oh, wow, well, explain what's going to happen, because I think a lot of people are going, well, I wouldn't mind doing it, but would it hurt?
Well, these days, most of the transplantation isn't actually from bone marrow. It's just from blood. So it's like getting a pinprick and, like, donating blood for a cause.
Mm-hmm. So that's all you have to do. It's not like you're going to be sticking a needle in your elbow or some joint somewhere or in the marrow of your bones.
Right. I mean, 20% of the time it's like that, but 80% of the time it's like a blood transfusion. So I just want to make clear that what we're doing today is we're just taking little Q-tapes and taking swabs of your cheek to get cells to send to a national lab.
This is like nothing.
Blood or bone or anything is happening today. We're just taking your cells to go to a registry.
So you will get a DNA profile of everyone, and then you can start looking for when it comes time, you need a match, you can find one.
Exactly.
And then we can do all the rest of the stuff.
Exactly. Then you can enter the process and talk to your family about it and everything.
Well, this won't hurt at all.
No, not at all.
No, they're just going to swab it. Then where do you keep the records? Do you just keep them online somewhere, or what do you do?
They're kept at a national registry. A governmental organization, Be the Match, holds them at a national lab.
Okay.
Yes, and I believe they are online.
So anyway, anywhere between, and by the way, this will be going on at the Comprehensive Cancer Center, which is one of the top in the country, at the UConn Health Center in the food court, starts at 11 today, runs until 4, and essentially all they're going to do is swab the inside of your mouth, and that's it. Game over. Don't have to worry about anything else, but you may be saving a life, which I think is rather a nice thing.
Yep. Definitely.
How many, and by the way, 18 and 60 are the age limits, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so older than 18, younger than 60. So if you want to stop by, this would be a grand thing to do. Hey, this is very nice of you to do this.
Thank you.
Well, then, no,
we're happy to help.
How many people do we have registered nationwide? I mean, I'm sure they're probably not, there's probably a paucity, I would guess, but perhaps not.
Oh, I'm not sure of the exact numbers.
But we just need them here.
Yeah.
All right.
The other important note about bone marrow donation is one of the things that helps match is that it matches by race. And while there's about a 90% chance of a Caucasian patient matching with somebody on the registry, there's only about a 45% chance of a minority matching.
Right.
So we really need to have a diversity of people come out and become part of the registry.
Sahar, I'll put a link up so that people can get the information. 11 to 4 today over at the UConn Health Center. Congratulations. Good luck on your career, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye. All right. 8:55.